Does James chapter 5 and verse 14 teach the church should still anoint the sick with oil? If you read and study Old and New Testament Scripture, you're going to find is that some 20 times oil is used in the Scripture. In the Old Testament, it was poured upon the priest, upon their descendants, the tabernacle, and the furnishings. In this, it seems to serve as a symbol for submission, as well as from time to time, for consecration. It was according to the law of Moses that this edit, if you would, this ordinance is issued. And therefore, in order for Israel, the Jews, to be pleasing to God, to glorify Him, they had to comply with these standards. In the New Testament, we find that it is used four different times. It's used to heal the sick as well as an act of reverence. And I've given the various passages here for our consideration. As we think, though, in the context of James chapter 5 and verse 14, the anointing with oil is secondary in context. It's interesting that those who say that we should still anoint with oil, that we're commanded to anoint with oil, they go to James chapter 5 primarily and say that this is the passage that proves that we are to still, that we are commanded to anoint with oil as a part of our service and even some as a part of our worship to God. But yet at the same time, if they will really and truly read the context, the oil, even though they bring it forth as the major point, it's not what God has under consideration as the major point. What is the major emphasis of James chapter 5? The major emphasis is showing the significance of prayer. If any sick among you, let them call on the elders. Why the elders? Well, because the elders are the shepherds of the flock. The shepherds are responsible for protecting the flock and feeding the flock and caring for the flock. And in this context, the elders have that responsibility, again in the first century, for the anointing of oil. And the oil there could have been used for a number of reasons, for medicinal purposes, even for a purpose of healing. There's a lot that could be considered there tonight, but due to time, we won't get into all of that. But if you go on in the context, what's he say will heal these individuals? The oil doesn't have anything to do with it. He says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So what does God say we must do whenever our brother or sister is in need or others? We need to be people who are on our knees, if you would, praying to God. Why? Because this is the measure in which God gives us for healing today. God works through our righteous prayers.